ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो हाउ टू कॉल अपॉन कृष्णा, दैट्स अ डिस्कशन। तो calling upon Krishna was always done by Sat Goswamis of Vrindavan, and we can follow their example. The Sat Goswami Astak, which you are supposed to memorize in 1 year time, right? Who will memorize? When? Raise your hand. Who will memorize Sat Goswami Astak? Subhadra? Sat Goswami Astak? You will memorize?
No.
No?
Maya?
Who will memorize? Who will memorize? In 1 year time. Radha? How about you? No? Daniel? Memorize, it is good. Jora? Sure. Okay, those who are very serious about Krishna consciousness must learn Sat Goswami Astak within a year. Plenty of time. Not even one verse a month. And easiest way to memorize anything is repeatedly you hear that. Repeatedly. You hear it. So Prabhupada is singing very nicely Sat Goswami Astak. And there are so many other versions of it also. Maybe time permits, we can take that Sat Goswami Astak. Or if you just scrap all this thing, and we can take that also. But in Sat Goswami Astak, last verse, 8th verse. He Radhe Vrajadevike Chalalite, He Nanda Suno Kuta, Goshanta Iti Sarvato Vrajapure, Khedair Mahavihuvalau, वंदे रूप सदा सनातनो रघुयुगो श्री जीव गोपालको। सो वी सपोज टू कॉल अपॉन कृष्णा लाइक दिस। हे राधे, हे व्रज देवी, हे ललिते, हे नंद सुनो कृष्णा, वेर आर यू, वेर आर यू, एंड हाउ दे वर शाउटिंग एंड कॉलिंग अपॉन देम। खेदर महा विहवलो, खेदर मीनिंग इंटेंस डिस्ट्रेसफुल कंडीशन, एज इफ योर न्यूली मे बी यूर हुएवर न्यूली योर वॉट एवर यू आर वेरी वेरी डियर टू योर वाइफ मदर फादर or whoever, very intensely, deeply you are loving that person. And or say for a mother, a small young child, say 2 years old child, lost in the midst of millions and millions of people. And she will be crying and running and what should I do and where should I go, and she will be totally devastated. Under such condition, one has to call upon Krishna. He Radhe Vrajadevike Cha Lalite, He Nanda Suno Kuta Goshanta Goshana. On the top of their voice, every single air that is within the body, they will use to call upon Him. Goshanta, Goshanta, Goshana. Beri Goshena. Goshena means with a big sound, as much as you have. Big sound. Goshanta. Iti, thus. Sarvato, all over, Vrajapure, all over Vraj, 84 kosh, square mile, that is called Vraj. And all over the Vraj, just like a chicken without head, she is, you know, running around and flopping and very distressful and what not. So, this is the condition in which we should call upon Krishna. He Radhe Vrajadevike Cha Lalite, He Nanda Suno Kuta Goshanta Iti Sarvato Vrajapure Khedair. Khedair, intense, deep distress, with deep distress, like I explained. A small child is lost from mother. That is distressful condition. Mother will be very, very distressful. So, Khedair Mahavihvalo, Mahan, Mahavihvalta. Vihvalta means, where can I get him? My child, where can I get you? Where can? Are you there? Are you over there? Are you here? Are you where? Radha Kunda Tate, previous words to this word. Radha Kunda Tate Kalindri Vane Kurta. Radha Kunda Tate Kalindri Tanaya Tire Chavamsi Vate. Premon Madhavasad Sesh Dasaya Grastav Pramattav Sada Gayantav Chakada Harer Gunavaram. Bhava Bhuto Muda Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghu Yuga Sri Jiva Gopalako. So Khedair Mahavival Vivalta. So with that distress and with low Vival, where are you? Are you Radha Kunda Tate, Kalindi Tanaya Tire on bank of Jamuna, or Vansi Vate? Are you in Vansivat, or are you in Mahavan, or are you in Govardhan, or are you in Radhakund? Where are you? Distressful and vihvalta. Goshanta ati sarvato vrajapure khedair maha vihvalav vande rupa sanatanu raghu yugo Sri Jiva Gopalako. So under such an intensity, we must call upon Krishna. Jiva Goswami says, the ultimate weapon, if you cannot make it within this lifetime, your bhakti yoga, your tapasya, your charity, your study of scriptures, and your swadhyay, and your anything, everything, your chanting, Hare Krishna mantra, your deity worship, or everything you think it is failing, I am unable to attain the perfection. So then Jiva Goswami says that one should go to Vraj and he should act like a madman, crazy madman, like crazy madman, and raise his hand up in the sky and shout on the top of your voice, that shout, call upon Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, like a madman. You have to shout upon holy name Krishna. Then immediately Krishna will listen to you. And your perfection will be attained immediately. So this is how one should call upon Krishna in intense, distressful condition in viraha, in vipralamba, in loving separation from Krishna. One must call upon him. And that's why we hear from Lilamrita Maharaj yesterday that our acharyas, they fulfill the mission of their life, but looks like they did not. They were always thinking that, hey Krishna, I haven't attained you. I haven't attained you. Where can I get you? Where can I meet you? How can I meet you? What should I do? So that is the vipralamba, the viraha vedana, deep distress in separation from Krishna. Of course they meet Krishna and Radharani. Radharani came to Rupa Goswami in Terkadam, give kheer and cook kheer for him, and Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami personally came. And Radharani personally came to offer said to Raghunath Das Goswami. So it's not that they haven't attained Krishna and Radharani. They have. But in separation, in intense lolium, intense greediness to serve Krishna, meet Krishna, they are calling upon him in distressful condition. So this is how you call Krishna, call upon Krishna. And then Krishna will come to you. But you have this, you have to have this lolium, intense greediness and intense separation, feeling of separation. Krishna will listen to you. Radharani will listen to you. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Krishna gave liberation to even demon. Why he will not attend to his devotees? Our God is not like that. Krishna is not like that. Krishna is bhakta vatsal. He is sold out to his devotees. So there is no question of Krishna not coming to your life when you call upon him in this way they describe. So, any question about that? Let's go to next one because we have long way to go, and I hope you don't have rush. Or else tell me the time limit, because there are a lot of discussion we have to go under. So. There is no time limit, is it? Let's play by ears. I'll try to accomplish as soon as I can.
Huh? He said no.
No? Okay. We hear you. Second is Srimad Bhagavatam verse. So that will take quite a while. But I will open the words and see what verse is there. Okay? This is introduction. This is first canto, part one. Usually there is words up front. Yeah, here. The first words in Srimad Bhagavatam is important words in that particular book. So let's take that. It says, Krishna, Krishna Svadham Upagate Dharma Gyan Adi Vihisaha Kalo Nastra Drashamesha Puran Arko Aduna Uditaha. Page 196. So this is very important verse. If you are serious, you should memorize this. So in the first canto, first chapter, the sages of Naimisaranya, they are asking six questions to Suta Goswami. And one of the questions, the last question actually, is that when Krishna left this planet, whose shelter religion took? The religion took shelter of who? Bruhi Yogeshware Krishne Brahmani Dharma Vartmani Brahmaniye Dharma Vartmani Swam Kastam Aduno Pete Dharma Kam Saranam Vraja. Since Sri Krishna, the Absolute Truth, the Master of all mystic power, has departed for his own abode, please tell us to whom the religious principles have now gone for shelter. So this is the last question, sixth question in the first chapter of Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter. That after Lord Krishna departed from this, when Krishna was here, of course, Dharma was taking shelter of Lord Krishna. Yada idai dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. So he was, Dharma was taking shelter of Krishna. But when Krishna went back to his own abode, whose shelter? Religious principles. Religion took shelter of who? So then, this is the answer in the third chapter of first canto. That Krishna Swadham Upagate, when Krishna went back to his own abode, Dharma Gyan Adi Bhisaha, Dharma Gyan Adi bhi, dharma, religious principles, dharma, and gyan, adi, etc., etc. Kalo nastra drashamesha, that in the age of Kali Yuga, one who has lost his vision, the spiritual vision, for them, Puran Arko Aduna Uditaha. This Puran, as brilliant as millions of sun, arisen. So this Bhagavad Puran is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode. Accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc., persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in Kali Yuga shall get light from this Purana. So, this Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as sun, very self-effulgent. it is none other than Krishna. It is literal, it is incarnation of Krishna in the book form. So, this Puran is very, very important. Like this morning in the lecture I said that every day one must study one verse, two verse or a chapter as much time as you have before bedtime or while lying down or while if you want to give utmost priority then early morning before you go to work. One must Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. Then this bhakti, devotion to Krishna will be definitely established in our heart. So this is a fact. So Krishna Swadham Upagate Dharma Jnana Adibhisha Kalo Nastu Darshamesha. Those who have lost their vision in the age of Kali Yuga, for them Purana Arka, Arka means sun. Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam Purana, Aduno Udita, has this Bhagavat Purana. So, this Bhagavat Purana is very important literature. It is stated in 11th canto, Nimna Gatham Ganam Yatha Ganga Devanam Achyuto Yatha Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu Puranam Idam Tatha. That in Vedic, out of all Vedic literature, Bhagavat Purana is the topmost Vedic literature. And it is very important, written by Vyasadeva in his mature knowledge after compiling all the Vedic literature. He was despondent and his guru Narada Muni, he is saying to him that because you haven't described narration about Lord and his devotees and their loving exchanges. So far you have only described dharma, artha, kama and moksha. But where is that loving relationship that devotees and Krishna has and loving exchanges? So that is Bhagavat Purana. So we must Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. We must render service to Bhagavatam by reading every day. So this is the purport of this verse. Any question about this? Okay, I'll read the translation again and then we'll go to, or maybe I'll read purport. Lord Sri Krishna has his eternal dham or abode, where he eternally enjoys himself with his eternal associates and paraphernalia. And his eternal abode is a manifestation of his internal potency, whereas the material world is a manifestation of his external energy. When he descends on the material world, he displays himself with all paraphernalia in his internal potency, which is called Atma Maya. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that he descends by his own potency, Atma Maya. His form, name, fame, paraphernalia, abode, etc. are not therefore creations of matter. He descends to reclaim the fallen souls and to re-establish codes of religion which are directly enacted by him. Except for God, no one can establish the principles of religion. either he or a suitable person empowered by him can dictate the code of religion. Real religion means to know God, our relationship with Him, and our duties in relation with Him, and to know ultimately our destination after leaving this material body. The conditioned souls who are entrapped by the material energy hardly know all these principles of life. Most of them are like animals engaged in eating, sleeping, mating and defending. They are mostly engaged in sense enjoyment under the pretense of religiosity, knowledge or salvation. They are still more blind in the present age of quarrel or Kali Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, the population is just a royal addition of animals. They have nothing to do with spiritual knowledge or godly religious life. They are so blind that they cannot see anything beyond the jurisdiction of the subtle mind, intelligence or ego. But they are very much proud of their advancement in knowledge, science and material prosperity. They can risk their lives to become a hog and dog just after leaving the present body, for they have completely lost sight of the ultimate aim of life. The personality of Godhead Sri Krishna appeared before us just a little prior to the beginning of Kali Yuga, and he returned to his eternal home practically at the commencement of Kali Yuga. While he was present, he exhibited everything by his different activities. He spoke Bhagavad Gita specifically and eradicated all pretentious principles of religiosity. And prior to his departure from this material world, he empowered Srila Vyasadeva through Narad to compile the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. And thus, both of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavat are like torch barrier for the blind people of this age. In other words, if man in this age of Kali want to see the real light of life, they must take to these two books only, and their aim of life will be fulfilled. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of Bhagavatam, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the summum bonum of life, Lord Sri Krishna personified. We must therefore accept Srimad Bhagavatam as a direct representation of Lord Sri Krishna. One who can see Srimad Bhagavatam can see also Lord Sri Krishna in person. They are identical. One who can see Bhagavatam, you are seeing. So you are seeing Krishna in person. So we have to have faith in Srila Prabhupada's word. They are identical. And that's why Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day we must read one or many verses from Bhagavata. Or else you can hear Srila Prabhupada's lecture early morning when you wake up. Just press the button and hear Prabhupada's Bhagavatam classes. Person Bhagavatam Prabhupada and book Bhagavatam. Both Bhagavat you can serve. So any question about this? Yes?
No, you know that Prabhupada was translating his books, particularly Bhagavatam, 10 cantos, end of his life. So how how much was actually he, you know, it was very much dedicated to this, to this, his transcendental literature, but how much was this really, this, how deep was this dedication?
Well, there was no limit to his dedication for Bhagavata. He was person Bhagavat, and this is book Bhagavat, non-different, absolutely no difference. So he was totally dedicated to Srimad Bhagavatam, and that's why he always used to say to his GBC members that, please, you manage and let me carry on with my translation work. And for that, Harishwari is saying in his diary, Prabhu, Harishwari Prabhu, that Prabhupada would only sleep a couple of hours a night, and whole night he would spend translating Srimad Bhagavatam. That much dedication he had. So it is very important. If you haven't translated in Slovenian languages and other, then we should hurry up and make life's mission to give people in general, put this Bhagavatam on their lap. Prabhupada says, just like in a war time, the atom bombs are dropping from the sky like rain. So Prabhupada says, like that, we should drop this time bomb. Prabhupada used to say his books are time bomb on the lap of conditioned souls. But you have to have in your language. So now you don't have to sleep. Just sleep 2 hours a day. And that's it. No more sleep for you until you finish translation work.
Maybe the devotee can help you.
Yeah. Any other question? Yes.
But at the same time, they say that there is a lot of propaganda in the movement that people are not ready any longer for Prabhupada's books. We need some more light books.
This is Maya.
Light or heavy? Light or heavy? All Prabhupada books are coming from two or three books. Actually, two books. All Prabhupada books are coming from Bhagavata and Bhagavad Gita. So small book is non-different than these two books. So small books, because people can relate to those books very easy. Okay, it's just a few pages, I can finish. So it is like a trick to make them read. So all Prabhupada books you will see, it's coming from Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Most of them. Any other question?
I was thinking about non-Prabhupada books, because other devotees are publishing books which are so-called, they're called preaching or whatever, you know. Which Prabhupada's book, that's clear that there are Prabhupada's.
Yes.
There is, as Vaishnava said, there is propaganda that people cannot understand Prabhupada's books today, that we should give them something, you know.
No, but our business is to distribute Prabhupada books and books that is published by BBT. Books published by BBT are Prabhupada's books. Whether it is Life Comes From Life by Dr. Singh or Swarup Damodar Maharaj, His Holiness, or it is Karma or whatever, small literature, all Prabhupada's books. Anything published by BBT is Prabhupada's books. Because it's Prabhupada's press, BBT. Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta Book Trust. And Bhakti Vedanta Book Trust will not print anything other than what will please Prabhupada. Any other question? Let's go to the next one. Work and practicing bhakti yoga. So how that can be easily attained? Prabhupada says that if you dovetail all your energy into Krishna consciousness, then work is becoming worship. If you work 8 hours a day, hard earn money, bring home, and you spend that for Krishna and furthering your Krishna consciousness, then 8 hour work is also devotional service to Krishna. Dharma svanustita punsa vishvakshena kathasuyat na utpadaye yadiratim srama eva hi kevalam dharma svanustita punsa. Where is it here? You can find. Dharma svanustita punsa vikshvakshena kathasuyat na utpadaye yadiratim srama eva hi kevalam. That whatever you work, dharma svanustita punsa, whatever you make, manufacture, produce, dharma svanustita punsa visvakshena kathasuya, that result of that hard work must be used. Read that, please. Translation.
The occupational activities.
The occupational
activities.
Activity.
A man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead.
Very good. So occupational duty, whatever you earn, that must be used for furthering yourself in Krishna consciousness. Meaning that money should be used for buying MP3 player or buying bhoga, MP3 player for hearing Krishna Katha, lectures about Prabhupada lectures, and worshipping paraphernalia for the Lord, bhoga for the Lord. This is Lord's temple, your apartment. So paying mortgage or rent for keeping Lord's temple together, and these are devotees of the Lord, my son, my wife, my children, devotees of the Lord. So I should serve devotees like that. So if your hard-earned money is not used in furthering Krishna consciousness, then srama eva hi kevalam, useless waste of labor. It is waste. So dharma svanustita punsa visvakshena kathasuyat, that one must develop his taste to hear the transcendental topics, name, form, pastime, paraphernalia about Krishna. So this hard-earned money must be used in invoking, awakening our Krishna consciousness, our attraction for Krishna's transcendental pastimes, hearing Krishna's transcendental pastimes. That's the only purpose of your earning. So, dharma sanastita apunsa vishwakshena kathasya na utpadaya yadiratim sramaya vahi kelam. If that hard-earned money does not awaken your attraction for hearing topics about Krishna, then it is just a labor, like a donkey. So, we can blend in, yes, we can go and do some work in the factory, cleaning or producing or manufacturing, whatever we are doing, office work, whatever you are doing, doctor. So, those 8 hours of hard-earned money must be used in Krishna's service, and Krishna's service are manifold, maintaining his temple house, maintaining his, you know, bhoga kitchen, Radharani's kitchen, maintaining. You have to, so like that, you have to change your consciousness from mundane consciousness to Krishna consciousness. So that is how we can, it may be even little sinful to earn money also, because every work has some sins attached to it. If you cut cabbage throat and chicken throat, we are cutting the throat. Of course, it's a different level of consciousness in chicken and cabbage. But we offer cabbage to Krishna as a nice sabji prasad, and we are doing that sacrifice. So we have to change our consciousness like that. We want to do everything for Krishna with our hard-earned money. Prabhupada says that any money left over, you must use to preach Krishna consciousness. So there we can use that money. Have a monthly, weekly meeting in your house and spend some money for that kind of meeting, or support some full-time devotees to make him preach, make him be on the road, or support temple deity worship, or whatever, it's you. Or you can spend that money for your furtherance in Krishna consciousness. That is also included in the people. Sometimes they give donation left and right, but they don't use for themselves to further in Krishna consciousness. That is also not good. First you save yourself, then save others. First you become successful, then you make others successful. That's the idea. So any question about how to balance working and bhakti at home? Yes, put Krishna in the middle of your activity, in middle of your house, middle of your kitchen, middle of your work. Chant there, meditate on Krishna there. At work you can meditate, nobody knows. Every time you just bring Krishna back to your machine, bring Krishna back to your blackboard, chalkboard, back to your, you know, like that. Bring Krishna every time. You forget him, just bring him mentally. And nobody knows, your boss or your kinsmen, fellow workers. Bring him, Krishna, all the time. So, good enough? Next is, how I will serve in Krishna consciousness? Survive. Who was
survive.
That? Survive. Oh, survive, sorry. Survive. Okay. So that was yours. Very good. This is a very intelligent question. How I will survive in Krishna consciousness? Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings beautiful song. He says, Sudha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Nu Kula Bhakata Seva Paramasiti Premlatika Mula Sudha Bhakata Charana Renu భజన అనుకూల భకత సేవ పరమ సిద్ధి ప్రేమలతి కేరమూల. సో ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ అటాచ్డ్ టు ద డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, స్పెషలీ దోస్ హు ఆర్ ఇనిషియేటెడ్, దోస్ హు ఆర్ మోర్ అడ్వాన్స్ దెన్ యూ, ఇఫ్ యు రిమెయిన్, ఇఫ్ యు సర్వ్ దెమ్, భకత సేవ పరమ సిద్ధి, టాప్ మోస్ట్ పర్ఫెక్షన్ ఈజ్ టు సర్వ్ డివోటీస్. Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi. And that Bhakta Seva Prem Lati Kher Mool means the love of Krishna. So love of Krishna Lati, creeper of love of Krishna. So that Bhakta Seva is the root of that Bhakti Lata. Very, very important song. You can hear that. And then he gives so many ways to remain and enhance your Krishna consciousness. Actually, this is whole night subject matter. We can go on and on, but I'll go as much as time permits. Bhaktivinod Thakur says that to survive in Krishna consciousness, what you should do? Anukulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjanam, raksaititi vishwaso, goprutve varnam tatha, atmanikshepa kalpanye, sadavidha saranagati. And anything that is not conducive in Krishna consciousness must be given up immediately. And anything that is helpful in Krishna consciousness must be accepted immediately. Anukulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjanam. Raksaititi vishwaso. And to have strong faith that Krishna will protect me under any circumstances. He is giving liberation to demons. Then why he will not give me? Of course we are not expecting, but Krishna is expecting. Krishna says, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. Krishna is very proud of his devotees. Bhakta vatsal, Bhagavan, Krishna. He is very proud of his devotee. He is always not just glorifying his devotees, but he puts them ahead of him. So, to have a firm faith that Krishna will protect me. Krishna raksayititi vishwaso goprute varnam tatha, that Krishna is giving an elephant their food, then he will also maintain me. He is a maintainer of everything and anything. Why he will not maintain his devotees? He likes to maintain his devotees. He likes to be in midst of devotees. What to talk about maintaining? Bhaktair bhakta, bhaktair bhakta janapriya, bhaktair bhakta janapriya. Krishna says that my devotees are very dear to me. Sadhavo rudayam mahyam, sadhutva rudayam chaham, madanyat na janati naham tebyo manakabhi. That I am dwelling within the heart of my devotees and my devotees are dwelling in my heart. And I don't know anybody else than my devotees. And my devotee doesn't know anything else than myself. So such is an intense relationship with Krishna. Aham bhakta paradino. Aham bhakta paradino. Aham bhakta paradino. Anyway, I forgot that word. I am dependent on my devotees. I become sold out to my devotees. I am bound up by my devotees. Aham bhakta paradino. Paradin. Just like child is paradin to her mother. Dependent on mother. So, Krishna is dependent on his devotees. Aham bhakta paradino hi. Aham bhakta paradino hi. Anyway, bhakta ir bhakta jana priya. Devotees are very dear to me. So why he will not maintain devotees? So we should have this kind of firm faith. Raksa iti di vishwasa goprutve varnantata. That he is my maintainer. Atma niksap kalpanye. Then we should surrender to him. And kalpanye, we should have utmost humility. Utmost humility. Then we can remain in Krishna consciousness forever. If we are humble in front of devotees and Krishna, that in itself is a great quality to remain in Krishna consciousness. But I am earning, I am the master of everything I survey, and I am. No humility. Humility is the greatest qualities that one should wear, devotees should wear in their neck. Some Maharaj was saying about this humility, that it is, what he was saying at Brajdham? Anyway, asraya or something. But humility, that will make you survive in Krishna consciousness. Many things like that. But nutshell of all things you should do to remain in Krishna consciousness is Suddha Bhakata Charana Renu, the Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Prem Lati Keramula. That if you can serve devotees and your good spiritual master, devotee, whether he is a neophyte or elevated, doesn't matter. You must serve the devotees. And with that service, you will have loving relationship with devotees. And devotees, they can save you. If at all something goes wrong, guru and devotees, they can save our Krishna consciousness. They can reclaim us back. So, any question about that? How I will survive in Krishna consciousness?
I have a question about this. About serving devotees, how far and how deep can expand this our service?
Well, yogyata vichare kichu nahi paaye tumara karuna sar. And then previous to this is deho. Deho Natha Yatha Yatha Tabito Gaivo Harinama Sukhe Aparada Habe Hatha. And before that, anyway, what it is stated in this, find out. I don't know. Vaishnava Thakur, maybe. Anyway, In this song it is stated that we should give due respect to the devotees. This is art. How much respect one should give, how much service one should render to one particular devotee. So that is art. So here he is asking to Gurudev that please give me that art so that I can give due respect to devotees. So we have to know how much we should. It's art. But we must little or whole lot. Just like those verses, that verse is, it is fifth verse. No. Whatever. Nectar of instruction. It is, Rupa Goswami says that dikses krishnasti krishnasti yasya girita manasa driyeta. First class, second class, third class devotees. And you have to give service in that particular way. How? That one who chants holy name, you should give honor by your mind. Manasa adriyeta. And diksasti cheta pranati bhi bhajanti misham. Those who worship deity and doing bhajan about Krishna, then an initiated, then we should offer respectful obeisances and honor him. Dandavat pranam. And those pure devotees, susrusaya ipsitam sangalabhya. The pure devotees who are devoid of envy or criticizing others, those kind of pure devotees, one must serve them selflessly. So we have to develop that art, whom to serve, how much, but serve, that's the idea. Any other question? Yes, please.
In the Shastras it said that Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyana Bujai, and you also were speaking about this last time in Zagreb, that it's not so easy to recognize pure devotees. You said that pure devotees, maybe they are around us in very nearby, but we are always looking for someone far away. So how to advance in this art?
Right.
Just to translate. Moje pitanje je bilo da rečeno da u Šastrom da nije lako prepoznati Vajšnava, samo Vajšnava može prepoznati Vajšnava. I Mahač kad je bio u Zagrebu prošli put je rekao da je problem da mi ne možemo prepoznati, da možemo čisti bhakti, možda tu negdje oko nas, u našoj samoj blizini mi ih ne prepoznamo, uvijek tražimo neke iz daljine da dođu ili daleko. Ne? Kako napraviti to mi pa da prepoznamo napredne bhakti oko nas?
So, Garka, Jogi, Jogra, and Sait Mail Ka Siddh, meaning the devotee in the house is just a devotee, it is just ordinary person. And if somebody comes flying from 60 miles away, oh, this is a very elevated Siddha, Bhakta. So this is our usual mentality. Garka Jogi Jogra, Saint Mailka Siddh. That devotees within house are useless. But one who flies in from 60 miles away, then he is very elevated. So it should not be like that. So Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Janiya Na Bujai. So it is very difficult to recognize pure devotees sometimes. But it is very very easy if you are simple. That if I serve him, what is going to be the loss? There is not going to be big loss. So I would like to serve him anyway. So then service is done, whether he's pure or not very elevated or whatever. So we must have that serving attitude. We don't have to wait until we find out that, oh, this is purest and I must serve him. We have to serve devotees. And purest devotee will come to you also. Krishna will tell you. Krishna will, it is Krishna who makes us meet elevated devotees. So that arrangement will be also there. But we don't have to wait until we meet that pure devotee to render service to devotees. We must serve amongst ourselves. First, charity begins at home. First is serve each other. That is the idea of spiritual life. Spiritual life means one must love other devotee locally than himself. Why I said world locally? Because in spiritual world, locally there, this is a consciousness. Even if you are, if you criticize unnecessarily, even an insignificant devotee, you cannot make back home to back to home, back to God. You cannot. You have to be very, very careful with devotees. Very careful. So, we don't have to wait until pure devotee walks in. We should start serving devotees around us first. They are the one who will help you the most. Like next door neighbor will be help you the most than your relatives. He will be there all the time. So like that, this local devotees, they are there. And we should develop serving relationship with them. Okay, next one. Oh, we have lots of time. 6 o'clock. Yes.
Did Krishna accept endeavor? Our
endeavor. Yes.
In the same way, concrete practical service.
Krishna accepts our endeavor.
In the same way, practical service.
Practical service, yes. So, question?
So, this question, our attempt is equal to practical
service.
Yes.
Does Krishna...
Okay.
Does Krishna accept our attempt to serve equally as our practical service which we do?
Yes. 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 Attempt means you are desiring. And desiring means you will do. So they are one and the same. Unless you desire, attempt, you will not do. So attempt and the devotion is the same. So maybe future, down the road, but you will do. So attempt is equally good. Yes.
Prabhupada says desire to desire right.
Yeah. Yeah. So you had a desire to come here. So you came by driving so far. You had a desire now to go to home. So you will go. You want to attempt to go to home. So you will go. Similarly, you are attempting to serve, so you will serve. So it is equality.
In Kali Yuga, even when you desire, you serve. That's what Radharaman Maharaj was saying.
Yeah. Kali Yuga, if you desire to serve Krishna and devotees, then it is as good as serving. Even by desire. Yes, Radha.
I am very surprised that Bhaktas is asking how to serve Krishna and everything, because I have one, experience with Lakshminath, because I talked some stupidity on the yard and Lakshminath break me and said, Radha, we are not here to listen to you, but talking about Krishna. And that was wonderful for me and enough. And I'm grateful to Lakshminath, very often I remember.
I don't remember this.
I remember this. It was very nice. And Gargamuni also suggested that.
Yeah, they are your guardian.
Thank you. That is enough for me. For
yeah.
Beginning.
Yes. Well, you took it positive. That is very nice. How to give and give up unwanted things in Krishna consciousness? By wanting to give up, one must be wanting to give up nonsense. Same thing. If you desire to give up nonsense, then you will give up nonsense. But if you don't desire to give up nonsense and continue your nonsense, then you will not be able to get rid of it. So same thing again. You must be sincere and serious to give up nonsense. Then it will be easy. But if you are not sincere and serious to give up nonsense and you just pamper the nonsense, then nonsense will take over you and you will not be able to give up nonsense. So we should have a strong desire to give up our anarthas. And that desire will make you give up anarthas. So how to give up? Sincerity and seriousness. We should be very sincere to ourselves that this smoking and drinking and illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication, all this nonsense is no good. So I want to seriously give it up and sincerely you endeavor. Then Krishna will help you, devotees and guru and scriptures and everybody will help you. But if you don't have sincere desire, seriousness, then you will not be able to give up nonsense in Krishna consciousness.
Determination.
Determination. Strong determination to give up. Utsaha nichayat dairyat tatatata karma pravartanat sangati agat sato vrutte sadvira bhakti prasiddhati. You enhance your devotion. Nischay, strong determination to give up your unwanted things. So we should become serious and sincere. Any question? Okay, the last one. How to fix our mind. So let's now limit our time. Up to what time? 6:15. 6:10. Up to what time? 6:10.
There is no limit.
Okay. Okay, you can wave hand, so I'll know. Okay.
That's what they do in Delhi. They give paper, then he understands.
I stop them. They give me writing paper. Okay, this is enough. Then I stop. So, how to fix our mind? So, I think I gave lecture about mind. Maybe he wasn't there. About nectar of instruction. Vacho vegam manasaha. So, how to fix our mind? So then we should understand what is mind. So I describe what is mind. Anybody remember? What was the definition of mind? Or what is the understanding of mind? Yes?
A flow of thoughts.
Very
when,
good. Intelligent girl.
The senses encounter with the objects of senses. Of sensing.
Wonderful. So this is the object, outside object of our senses in material world. And then we are our senses. And our senses, when it contacts the object of the senses, then from there the thoughts produces. The eyes sees TV, whatever is coming from the TV, some news, somewhere it is battle going on, fighting going on, Middle East or whatever. So from there we are seeing the object and thought is produced. Same thing with ear, you hear something and oh, thought is produced. So this thought goes to the mind. So mind is like receptionist clerk receiving all these thoughts, messages from outside world. So if our object of the senses is Krishna, then the thoughts about Krishna, his pastimes, he is with Radharani, he is in pleasure groves of Vrindavan, he is sitting on the top of a Kadamba tree branch, or he is on the bank of Jamuna herding cows, or thought. This perception will produce thought about Krishna. So, idea is to think about Krishna. Vishnu Smaranam, to think about Krishna, to remember Krishna, to meditate on Krishna. So, object should be Krishna for our senses. Then, mind is controlled automatically. There is no other object than Krishna. Then, automatically mind will be having thoughts about Krishna. And thought, constant flow of thought is mind. So if we our object of our senses is Krishna, then automatically it becomes easy to concentrate on Krishna. So if you see some poor prasadam, then you place Krishna there and immediately you remember about Krishna. You see tree and you place Krishna there, immediately you don't see tree but you see Krishna. Sthavar jangam na dekhe tar murti sarvatra sphurayate nija ista sphurti sarvatra. He doesn't see the body, outer appearance. He sees Krishna, Ishtadev, sarvatra sphuraye nija ista sphurti. That Krishna, he is seeing Krishna in everything. So we have to train ourselves to Sri Krishna everywhere. This training, by training, practice makes man perfect. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha uchyate chanchalam hi mana Krishna pramathino balavat dradam. So this mind is very difficult to control. But Krishna says it's easy if you constantly practice abhyas. Abhyasena. Constantly, wherever mind goes, bring him back and put at the lotus feet of Krishna. Just practice this, day in and day out. Practice makes man perfect. So by practicing, mind will be focused. A practice must be there. And a little detachment also should be there. Abhyasena kaunteya Vairagyena cha uchyate. Vairagya means detachment from worldly things. If you have lots of attachment, an owner of a multinational companies, international companies, a sole owner, he cannot concentrate on Krishna because he is always concentrating on his enterprise. So how can he? Even if he practice, it is difficult. So vairagya, detachment from worldly things, and that means positive is attachment to Krishna. So detach abhyasena tu kamte vairagyena cha uchyate. If somebody is renounced, like Rupa Sanatan Goswami or Prabhupada, and there is no other thing except Krishna in the life. Nothing to earn, bread and butter, just go madhukari. And living place you don't have to maintain under different tree every day. And you don't have to have so many elaborate arrangements for clothes, torn clothes, kantha, kaupin and kantha. So detach and attach to Krishna. Where else his mind is going to go? No enterprise, no other thought will, no other, no parties, no family, no. We cannot do this, but we can practice detachment by attaching mind to Krishna. That's what Krishna says to Arjuna, that you detach yourself and attach to me. Then mind becomes focused to Krishna. So we should constantly practice. Bahu janma yadi kare sravana kirtan tabuta na paaye Krishna pade premadan. If you want to reawaken your pure love for Krishna, then you have to focus your mind onto Krishna, his name, his form, his pastimes, his paraphernalia, his abode. All these things are absolute, one with Krishna. Is non-different than Krishna. So we can practice like that, abhyas. When we drink water, rasoham apsu kaunteya, I am the taste of the water, prabhasmi sasi suryo, I am the light and heat of sun and moon, pranava sarva vedeshu, sabdakhe, that sound vibration in sky is Krishna. Like that we can bring Krishna in anything and everything. Just bring Krishna somehow or another. Ena kena prakarena mana Krishna nivesayat. By hook or crook, bring Krishna into focus. Oh, this child is Krishna. Oh, this wood is Krishna. This is Krishna, this is Krishna. Just think about Krishna everywhere. Place Krishna everywhere. You will be Krishnaized. Your mind will be Krishnaized. Your existence will be Krishnaized. But practice. We have to practice bringing Krishna in anything and everything we see, hear, smell, eat, touch. We have to bring Krishna there. Not that to abstain from all these things. You don't have to abstain. We should carry on with our day-to-day life. But bring Krishna in our day-to-day life. So practicing. So this is how we can fix our mind by constant practice, by detachment, by beating shoes morning, evening, and afternoon, 100 times a day, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If your mind doesn't get remains fixed as you want, then other way is very extreme way, that in cold season, below zero weather season, you give a cold bath to your mind. You give yourself a good cold bath, and mind immediately will come, become fixed. Oh, it will jab. You can torture mind, which is negative way of controlling mind, which this yoga people do. But our yoga is sahaj yoga, very easily practiced. It is sahaj yoga. It is yoga of love and devotion. So we can train mind in love and devotion rather than torturing. But another way of torturing is you do exactly opposite than what your mind says. Exactly opposite. And your mind will come under control. You try. Mind says, go to rock and roll music or some cinema, so, and you take your mind to temple and Vrajadham, nice dancing, chanting. So your mind will say, oh, I'm thanking you very much that you brought me here. It's such a nice thing.
Yesterday night was like a spiritual world.
It was spiritual world, like a rasa dance. Almost we were in ecstasy, having a rasa dance with Krishna and Radharani. So, do exactly opposite than what your mind says. Your mind says, I want to drink liquor. And you give a nice Krishna's charanamrita. And after a while, mind says, oh, you are doing wonderful. I don't want that liquor. This is so nice. Amrita. Like that, you do exactly opposite.
He can become your friend too.
Yes, he can. Then he will become friend. The mind will become friend. So, but it is easy to give your senses, spiritual subject matter to enjoy, which is in connection with Krishna. Then your mind automatically will become spiritualized. Because from senses, object of the senses are Krishna's. Then senses are Krishna's, then the thoughts are Krishna's, then mind is automatically Krishna's. Intelligence also automatically Krishna's. Your whole existence will be Krishna's. So like that, the mind can be fixed. You can fix our mind. Other thing is time also, place, circumstances. Des, kal, very important. Sucho deshe, that you go into pure place, top of mountain or in a holy dham or somewhere, sucho deshe, your place of meditating on Krishna, focusing your controlling mind, proper place, and then proper time, early morning, Brahma Muhurat. And then proper association in front of your spiritual master or deity or both. Sucho deshe. So mind can be fixed like this. Proper time, proper place. Very important things. So many things about mind and focusing mind, but constant practice and detachment. Practice makes man perfect. Just constantly practice controlling, fixing your mind. And mind will listen to you. Mind is your subservient. So mind will listen to you. Ena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayat. Amrish Maharaj, Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo. He put his mind at the lotus feet of Lord. So, yena kena prakaran, by somehow or other, focus your mind on Krishna. Bring him back. Wherever he goes, let him go, and then you bring him back. Let him go, bring him back. Like that. Practice. Abhyas. So Prabhupada says, in chanting rounds, quantity first and quality will come later on. Because the chanting will make your senses and mind peaceful. So later on, your mind will like to focus on Krishna. It will become intoxicated on Krishna consciousness. Just like it is intoxicated towards sense gratification. Same thing, in constant practice, mind is focused on Krishna, then mind will not like to leave Krishna consciousness. Okay, any question? Yes, Janava.
Question. You mentioned that it's very much important the proper time when we practice Krishna consciousness. So many times we heard about Mangala Arati. It's my weak point. And they were asking that. We have very great that Tamak is living with us and she's doing very proper sadhana. But I don't have.
In your case, What I would suggest is whenever you get up, whenever, 10 o'clock day, 12 o'clock day, 2 o'clock day, or whenever you get up, at that first period of your time, you can at least devote few rounds in that slot. Then it will be very nice, because what it means is you're fresh after long hours of rest for your body and mind, you're fresh. And at that time, whatever you do will be, very conducive, like study. If you study right after you wake up, it will be very conducive. So in your case, I would, whenever you wake up, just go through your dinacharya, duty, bathroom, snan, whatever, and then devote some time for chanting after that. So that is equally good. Any other question? Okay, Master of Ceremony.
We can sing Nishanda, then we can have prasadam.
Huh?
We can sing Nishanda, then we can have
prasadam. Okay, who can sing?
It's not so possible because of it.
Who wants to? Who can sing?
He's